Good afternoon, American Fork. My name is Lorraine Cohagan. We are here together at the Red Rocks Invitational, and I'm with you on Teleguard. I'm looking forward to your program, and I'll be back when you're ready. All right, here we go. A very intriguing setup. This whole pre-show thing going on. Wow, really strong initiation of the opening phrase. Yeah, a good level of musicality. Yeah, well done. Really highlighting your training. Staging of the color guard front, side one, around the flute soloist, well done. Yeah, primary and secondary voices coming through fairly well. Just be cautious on the speed change performers, that you're understanding the hand placements so that you don't get caught up. Yeah, really strong staging for you here. Ah, good. Well resolved. Yeah, again, really nice staging around your horn soloist for the dancers. Beautiful in terms of how you're picking up the multiple voicings, using the highs and lows. Yeah, well done. Good for you guys in terms of sensitivity. Yeah, watch the spacing in the back flags. You're gonna be a little bit lost behind your battery percussion over there on side one. Continue to define the method of travel, particularly for that front group. Some of them are leading with the heel of their foot. And now, actually, I'm sampling around the field. I see some in the back, too, with the flags. Yeah, wonderful staging here in terms of the incorporation to the band. Sense of coordination is strong here. Yeah, they're working through gradations of time and weight fairly successfully. Yeah, well resolved. Okay, watching as the sequential takes place and see where that takes us. Use of the high space takes us to the pods on the field. The contrary motion of the flag and the use of the band there really does a nice job in terms of creating sense of dimensionality. It's a little heavy, though, as far as the unison effort with that flag. And again, here, so I don't know the... I mean, I see the staging of the soloist around the flute trio. I just feel like it gets a little heavy with that flag exit. Very cool. Distracting in terms of the restaging of the props. You don't want it to detract from that soloist. interesting in terms of the shape being created on the field with the use of the props. Again, you want to make sure that the weight transfer of the props is deterring from what's happening with the soloist, and that there's a throughput there. Wow, came out of nowhere. Yeah, wonderful staging here, the color guards, as well as the contrast of the soloist here. Well resolved. It's a sensitivity to what's going on with the dynamic change as you're transferring the visual weight around the battery percussion and on the woodwinds. Gets a little cluttered backstage. Yeah, great staging for the rifles. Yeah, well done. Strong musicality in the weapons here. Good for you. Yeah, a nice sort of visual relief through the use of the soloist. Yeah, well written. Wow, it's a lot of pink on the field. Yeah, the contrary motion with the band really works to your credit here in terms of creating a sense of coordination. Yeah, very clear in terms of the pathways for the color guard to travel through. Yeah, really opening up that space in the back quite well. Wow, but so masked behind your battery and your tubas at this point. Watch the spatial pathways, performers. Yeah, speed change works really well in terms of really reflecting that dynamic change positively. Yep. Yeah, really, really well-planned program. Some really wonderful things going on. I think the kids really are set up for success in terms of how you highlight their training. I hope my comments have been helpful. It's been my pleasure. Congratulations.